Well, good morning, everybody in the coffee shop, you men and women this morning. Glad that you're here. We're going to be studying in the scriptures, 2 Thessalonians and beyond Christ's return. And we're going to open, before we get started, in Psalms 95. Psalms 95 is a call to worship and obedience. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. For he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years, I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Speaking of Psalms 95, we learned that we as Christians should come before him with thanksgiving, knowing how great he is. He has created all things and is our great King above all kings. We should worship and bow down before him. He is not a God to be tested as Israel did in the wilderness. God calls us to love him and believe what he says in his holy word. You know, God is so great and so awesome. I would like to share with you some of the names of God this morning. He is the Almighty One, Alpha and Omega. He is the Advocate, the Author, the Authority, the Perfecter of our faith. He is the Bread of Life, the Beloved Son of God, the Rock, the Bridegroom, the Chief Cornerstone. He is our Deliverer, Faithful and True. He is the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Head of the Church, the I Am, Holy Servant, the Judge, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lamb of God, Light of the World. He is our hope, Redeemer, and Prophet, Son of Man, the Way, the Truth, the True Vine, and also Prince of Peace. Now, as we start studying in 2 Thessalonians, we first read about the great apostasy of the church. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon taken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter, as is from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. He who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And restraining force is the Holy Spirit, by the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. As we continue on, talking about stand fast, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and the God and Father who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Now, as we continue on the scriptures a little bit, I would like to continue on in the same manner in John 14, 1 through 6. And this will be talking about the way, the truth, and the life. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but except through me. You know, it just shows right there, there was only one way into God's eternal glory, into heaven with the Father and with Jesus, and that's through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Continuing on, we look into Luke 21, 34 through 36, and it speaks of the importance of watching. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with caucusing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. And that's where we all want to be. And continuing on in Matthew 24:42-44, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Continuing on in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. What a great and glorious day this will be someday. Looking in Matthew 24:36, speaking of the same thing, no one knows the day or hour, the scriptures tells us in Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. You know, not even Jesus knows the hour or the time when the Father says it's time to go get your church or your kids. And that will be when it will happen, when the Father says that it's going to happen. You know, we look in Jude, verse 12 through 15. Apostates, depraved, and doomed. And this is talking about the unsaved people of the world. These are the spots in your love feast. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars from whom is reserved the blackest of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment, to convict all who are ungodly among them and all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh sayings which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And you see today, people take the Lord's name in vain, they blaspheme it. They will be held accountable to God someday for what they have done and what they have said. Well, let's look in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21, and speaks of Christ on a white horse. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had the name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepresses of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, the beast and his armies defeated, we look at this continuing on. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, the armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on a horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. These two were cast into the lake of fire burning with sulfur, and the rest were killed by the sword, which proceeded out of the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with flesh. You can see that after that great battle, you know, it's amazing how God is going to send all the birds to eat the people who were killed during this time. Now we look ahead in Revelation 20, 11 through 15. The great white throne. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That would be a horrible place to go. You know, I'm going to close today. I'm in the message, and I think you've heard this before, but, you know, it's something to think about. And I share this a lot at the truck stop ministries, too. Have you ever stolen anything, told a lie, or hated anyone? Well, you know, when God looks upon these characteristics in a man, you know, in God's eyes, if you've stolen anything, you're a thief. If you told a lie, you ever told a lie, you're a liar. And if you've hated anyone, let me tell you what God says about hatred. It's the same thing as pointing a gun at somebody and killing him. It's murder. Hatred in God's eyes is murder. We need to realize that. Well, you know, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm pretty sure all of us do here. Romans 10:9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You know, that's something to look forward with as Christians. Everlasting life with the Lord Jesus. I'd like to close here and say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to share some of your word today. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.